Our theme tonight is by George, He's Got It. We see the European Central Bank announce basically an infinite bond buying program. Exactly how that's supposed to work, I don't know. Providing tremendous momentum to the markets today. We see gold above 1,700. The Dow Jones is up more than 240 points. The rally comes literally hours before President Barack Obama makes his case for re-election in the convention speech, accepting the Democratic presidential nomination. This looks to be a compelling nod in support of Obama, and it's not the first time the European community has done so. If you remember, after Obama was very instrumental in engineering the bailouts, we see Europe, a very grateful Europe, having had their bank saved, vote Obama, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, there's more to be said on the subject. On September 12th, the German constitutional courts meet, and so the ECB's power to do some of these things may be headed for questioning. September 16th, the Fed meets, and that's if they're gonna loosen monetary policy before the election, that's the time to do it. So if they add on to the ECB, it could be quite dramatic. Now, it's quite dramatic already. I had up on the blog last week, M1 is up 11%, M2 up 6.5% in the 3 months between April and July. So that's before all this round of quantitative easing begins. Underneath the carpets, things don't look as good as the Dow Jones indicated today. Manufacturing is reported to downturn. Article in the Wall Street Journal, you can link to it on the blog. Manufacturing downturn spreads gloom across Asia and Europe. The Baltic shipping index is down. Traffic in the Suez Canal, a lot of the different indicators on basic goods and services moving around, all indicate down. A story in the Journal of Accountancy today, CPA sour on U.S. economy as election nears. After rising significantly at the end of 2011, the beginning of 2012, CPA business leaders' optimism over the U.S. economy has faded substantially in recent months. We now have, let me just read it. With an uncertain political environment in the run-up to the November 6th election, CPA executives participating in the survey have soured. The percentage of respondents who reported optimism about the U.S. economy dropped 12 percentage points from the previous quarter to 22%, so only 22% of CPAs are optimistic on the economy. That's not a good sign. What you see all across America is people concerned about taxes and estate planning, and the uncertainty that's coming from the potential changes that could happen with the relapse of some changes and new things happening next year. There's a great deal of uncertainty among households about what all of this is going to mean to them and their ability to manage and to have any kind of financial security. Articles, not this week, but many times over the last couple of years about the extraordinary drop in net worth that we've seen in the United States. So it's not surprising people are concerned. In the Middle East, there are unconfirmed reports that the U.S. is quietly telling Iran that they will not support an Israeli attack. So it'll be very interesting to see what the Israelis do if the U.S. really is trying to pull the carpet out from under them. A big concern geopolitically, the Solari team in our roundup today was talking about it, and that is the extraordinary amount of divide and conquer that is being used to engineer the elections this year. And, it seems to get worse every year, and you think it can't get worse, and yet this year it has. What you see is what the political process tries to do is to keep people away from the real money and the real money issues. And so there's all these different social issues that help divide and conquer people and get them interested. I finally blew up at one colleague and said, look, that my nickname for the two candidates is Goldman Sachs Monsanto right and Goldman Sachs Monsanto left. And it really doesn't matter which door you go through, you're still going to get Goldman Sachs and Monsanto. So up on the blog, I've posted a link to Politics One. It's a great website where you can find links to all the people running, not just the duopoly presented as the only game in town. There are lots of good independent candidates with very interesting and a wide diversity of platforms. And things could get very interesting if at least 5% of the people in America voted for an independent candidate. So your vote counts. I always believe in voting, but you know, don't waste your time on Goldman Sachs, Monsanto, right or left, is my recommendation. Another very important story I'm going to keep hammering on it through the GMO referendum in California. California has a referendum requiring genetically modified labeling. This is a very important thing to achieve, although there are problems with the specifics of the California proposal, as I described in the blog post and I think described last week. But this issue comes down to whether or not small farms can survive economically. By labeling food as organic or not organic, or fresh or not fresh, or certain definitions of grown locally, or the most important is non-GMO, you are creating the transparency necessary for a consumer to choose what they want. And without that, they are much more influenced by price. And this is essential because the impact of GMO food, from the evidence that we have, both experiential and scientific, is extraordinary. We're going to have Jeffrey Smith on the Saleri Report on September 20th later. I've already recorded that. He's got a new book called Genetic Roulette, and he's got a new DVD called Genetic Roulette, and I cannot recommend it to you highly enough. But you see, when you read the book and you watch his DVD, the dangers of eating this food, and that's why getting them labeled is important. Now, not surprisingly, we're starting to see a whole spate of articles, CBS News, USA Today, about why organic food is not nutritionally any better than any other food. You know, so the serious campaigning has begun, and this issue is not just about trying to persuade you that this food is more healthy than that food. This is about creating the conditions where small farmers can't survive and corporations can completely control the food supply. So this is a very important issue to you, and I strongly recommend whatever you can do to support organic or I won't say organic necessarily because that is a USDA standard, but food grown by organic principles and non-GMO and the appropriate labeling, please, please do.